You were former chairman of the Board of Governors of the Nature Conservancy.
Yes.
And founder, director, and former chairman of the Oklahoma Nature Conservancy. Also a member of the Board of Trustees of the South Carolina Nature Conservancy. Give me a little story here about the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, located in Osage County. It's near Four Acre, Oklahoma, and it's owned and managed by the Nature Conservancy. Give me a little history of that. Where did the land come from and how you got involved?
That's a long story, but it's a good story. The Nature Conservancy started in Connecticut. Mianus Gorge was the first project it ever did, and it wasn't a big project. And then it began to spread, and people got interested and excited about doing things for conservation. One of the really important things that it did was the Ace Basin in the low country of South Carolina, between here and Savannah. The Nature Conservancy was the lead in developing that large-scale project. So in Oklahoma, there were a number of people that felt that we should have some sort of conservation effort at scale. Some people said, all those big ranches up there, they're not making any money, and we could get a national monument and get the government into it. I was chairman of Williams. Henry Bellman was a good friend, and various other people. So we went to the government and said, we think it would be possible to do a national monument with the full protections of the federal government and this land, but it won't be easy because the oil men will oppose it and the Indians will oppose it. So anyway, they had a hearing in Washington. Senator Bumpers was head of the Interior Committee. I went to Washington and I took six other people and testified in front of Bumpers' committee. The Indians had been opposed. This was an astonishing moment as we walked into that building where Bumpers headquartered. I looked up, and there comes about six Indians in full tribal dress with feathers and everything. I testified, and three others had testified and backed up what I said, and the Indians testified that they didn't want to have anything to do with this. That was a rich man's folly. The government had done them wrong all along, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. We had gotten Chapman and the Barnards to both agree they would sell to the federal government for a national monument. Well, when this fell through, the Chapmans backed out.
You said it fell through. What do you mean?
It didn't pass the Senate, but it still was alive. Then some strange things happened. The Sierra Club, of all people, came out and opposed it and said this is a rich man's folly. The oil industry was going to end up having their own private patch. They were just way off base, but they wrote this article in their magazine. So we lost one of those two ranches. I was trying to find a way to raise more money. I was on the Audubon board at that time. John Flicker was doing legal work for Audubon, and he said, have you been to the Nature Conservancy? I said, no. He said, well, they're not known for big scale, but now they're doing bigger scale projects. And he said, I want to bring somebody down. Make a long story short, the Nature Conservancy got interested, and they said, it needs to be much bigger than just that one-half operation, and if we could raise the money, you can buy these other lands because they're actually quite cheap at the moment. So we set up a committee to do all this. We created a board of directors and started the Oklahoma Nature Conservancy. I got people like Pete Silas and various others, big guns in Oklahoma. I remember when we were about to lose the Chapman funding and we had a meeting in Phillips's hangar in Oklahoma City. We were $2.5 million short being able to have a project. And Pete Silas stood up and he said, Joe, look, this is not impossible to do, but if you all sit around twiddling your thumbs, it will never get done. If we believe in what we're talking about, I move we commit to raising the $2.5 million and get on with the project as a private project without the government. It turned the corner. We agreed, Then we started fundraising, and it went on and on and on and on.
I can sense the emotion that you're feeling right now.
Yeah, very much so. John Sawhill became executive head of the Nature Conservancy in Washington, and I got elected chairman of the board.